several things that, you know, God, okay, yeah, do this, do that. And then, beknownst to me, it all changed. So we're just going to let God run what he wants to today. So one thing he did want me to talk about is when, and this is not all about you, Kim.
I'm sorry.
I know you're going to think it is, but it's not. No. It's when we go through trials and we go through things in our life that is pretty hard, that we don't remember that we serve the God that split the Red Sea. We serve a God that kept a light over his people so they could travel at night. We serve a God that healed so many people. We serve a God that sent his only son to die on the cross for us. And we soon will be celebrating that day. I mean, this is a God that performed miracles all the time. I can't really think of too many people in the Bible that did not sin against God. I mean, some of them did not, but most of the people stumbled. But God was always what? There to lift us up, give us strength and stuff. So when we start thinking and focusing on things that are going around us, we need to remember who God is. God, there is nothing, nothing, nothing. Let me say that there is nothing you can do right now to make God love you more, because Jesus did it all. There is nothing, nothing, nothing that you can do to make God love you less. It is called agape love. It's there. Does this mean that we can just go out and sin or do whatever? No, I'm not saying that. It's just we've got to be secure in who loves us. God loves us right where we are. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. We're going to feel bad. We're going to feel like, I don't know. We're going to feel like we're not worthy. We're going to feel like, you know, things just aren't going to ever work out. Why do I have to be going through this stuff over and over? We're going to feel all those things. But it's not a surprise to God. He's right there. He knows everything about you. Even when you think he may not be looking at you, he's a looking, okay? He is looking. He is there with you 24/7, 365. All the time. All the time. You may try to hide something over here. And then you may even try to justify it. Because now, wait a minute, God, I've been doing this and that. Trust me, I've been there. I mean, when David died, I thought, what in your name are you doing? Why would you do that? And, you know, I felt unworthy, felt like God didn't love me, felt, you know, world fall apart. Well, everything about fall apart at the house. We all go through stuff. Cindy's had two husbands to pass. You know, you feel like your world's just falling apart. You feel like God maybe not love you like he loves somebody else. Let me say this again. There is nothing you can do right now to make God love you more. He loves you with an agape love. There is nothing you can do to make him love you less. He does not like sin. That's a fact. He does not like sin. He does not like doubt. There's a lot of things that he doesn't like, but he doesn't love you less. Sometimes we don't feel like he loves us at all. That's our human nature. Also, when we start having those negative thoughts, demons will come in and take up shop. Well, you know what? Nobody really does like you. Why, you did this and no one said anything to you. You went to church today, no one said, ooh, da-da-da-da-da. Nobody asked you how you were doing. Nobody said, oh, it's so good to see you. Nobody did this. You go someplace around family, no one says anything, you know, or acts a certain way. We all go through that stuff. That's just because we're all different. Praise God we're all different. Can you imagine living with me? Poor David suffered many years. Maybe that's why God took him. We all have things that go on in our lives, but God's love is real. It is so real. He's the same he was yesterday, he's the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. He knows everything about you till the day that you go to meet Jesus. He knows everything. You can't hide anything from him. When you hurt, he hurts. He catches your tears in his hands. He loves us. He wants us to feel supported. If you don't feel like people support you or respect you, it's a terrible feeling. Been there, done that. Been there, done that with feeling worthless. You know, we all have our struggles. But let's not give in to them. Let's not give in to them. Let's know who we are in God. God is agape. God is perfect. God is just so perfect and loves this church body so much. He loves right where you are. And he knows you're going to stumble next week. He knows you're going to stumble tonight. He knows there's going to be words come out your mouth that shouldn't come out your mouth. I mean, the tongue is a powerful tool that can tear somebody down so bad. It's there for us to edify and encourage each other. So I'm encouraging you to know that God's there for you. We've got to remember the miracles that God has done. Even in my life alone, he's done so many miracles. I told y'all about that night he healed me with my knee before. I wanted to watch Rosemary's Baby, and he kept saying, turn it over to one Pat Robertson show, 700 Club. I don't want to watch that tonight. I watched it yesterday. He kept just saying, turn it, turn it. Oh, my gosh. Turn it over there. They got word of knowledge. There's a lady that has, her knee is all bruised and sore, and you've fallen on it so many times, and God's healing it right now. And I mean, a bolt of energy went through me and my son. I mean, God has done miracle after miracle. God allowed people to come and tell David goodbye. That's a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle that we had him for the years that we had him. It's a miracle that he even became pastor of this church. I mean, we've got to look at all the good things. We've got good things going on. Okay? We've got good things going on. And sometimes when we have everything going on good, we don't get cocky, but we think, oh, well, I don't want to bother God today. You know, you need to pick out several days during the week to not ask God for anything, just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him all day long and see how it's going to change your life. That's my encouragement to you, is just praise him. Don't always keep asking and asking and asking and questioning. You know, just, I'm going to praise you today, Lord. You know what my needs are. I don't want to keep asking for them. He knows your finances. He knows your illnesses. He knows your sadness. He knows your suicide thoughts sometimes. He knows your hurts from way back. He knows everything. He's there. He's always been there for you. The day that you accepted Jesus Christ, he's always been there. Is this elementary? Yes. Do we need to rehear it sometimes? Yes, we do. Because we forget. We're in a busy world. We're in a pandemic. We got people still arguing over politics. We got people now arguing over to get a shot or not a shot. We got people arguing over everything. I mean, it's like we're taking this down. We can't have Mr. Potato Head. We can't have Mrs. Potato Head. We can't do... I mean, just stop and love one another. Where is the love? And if we don't have it here in our church body and in our house, we're not going to spread it anywhere else. So we've got to feel that love from God. That's my, tell him I'm not going to ask for anything, but that's my prayer for y'all. I want you to feel love today. You are so specially made. You are perfect in his eyes. And you know why? Because on April 4th, we're going to celebrate because Jesus died for it all. He did it all for us. He said, you people, I'm going to forgive you. But you did all these things. But I'm going to die on that cross for you today so you can have eternal life. So let's quit judging. Let's quit picking. Let's quit talking ugly with our tongues. Let's love one another. Okay? Anybody have anything to say? Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, did you have something to say?
No.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. Thank you that we are specially made, that when you thought about me, you made me special. God, I'm so thankful for that. I am so, so thankful. Thank you that you love each person here today. You love them. You hear their cries. You see what they have to go through. You see the agony of pain. You see the trials. Lord, you see it all. But Father, as we go through these things, it's supposed to make us stronger in you. So I pray that we have enough faith to know that you love us right where we are today. Please help us to feel love today. Lord, help us not to look to man to love us. There is no person out there that is going to make you happy and give you peace. But God, you can, and we can have that peace. So I speak peace. I speak love. I speak joy over each and every person here today. Just be with us the rest of the day, and may it be such a good time for us. Help us to love one another. We thank you, and please forgive us where we fail you, Lord. We do that every day, but you still love us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.